Hey everyone, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's always best to cover all bases, right? So welcome back. I'm Charles Gonzalez, and thanks again for listening to my podcast. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you're well today. Me? Well, I'm feeling pretty good, all things considered. I'll explain. So Thursday, I took a nasty fall while cycling. So daughter number three and I were riding our bikes outside, enjoying some quality time together. Well, I was following too close to her bike. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Obviously, I wasn't paying attention. You'll find out in just a little bit. I guess I zoned out or something, but my front tire hit the back of her tire. And man, I hit the pavement. Man, I wiped out. I wiped out good. It was a hard fall. Now, my daughter was fine, thank the Lord. She was okay, but she turned her bike around and was screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, are you okay? Are you okay?" I said, "Yes, sweetie, I'm fine, I'm okay." Folks, I was down for about 5 to 10 minutes, lying on my back, staring up at the sky, and I was laughing. I was in pain. but I was laughing about the whole situation. So I scraped my right knee, I bruised my right shoulder, my cheek is bruised, my palms are bruised, the corner of my right eye has a purple bruise, my jaw is sore. Man, when I woke up on Friday, man, I was in pain. And you know, all I kept thinking about was, "Dear Lord, I'm showing up to church this Sunday with a bruised cheek, a bruised face, and people are going to wonder, wow, what happened to Brother G?" Man, it happened so fast. I just wiped out. It was painful. Oh, to be young again in my 20s so that my body can recover quickly. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that small little story. I thank God for minor scrapes and bruises. Nothing too major. So I was thinking about today these three words. They're powerful. These three words are, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I think sometimes we often overlook what that really means, what that really involves. Just think about those words. Jesus loves me. In fact, repeat it if you want to. Say it out loud. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Amen. You see, love defines the characteristic of God. He has always been and always will be the very essence of love, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." In verse 16 it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." God and love are inseparable, just like God and holiness are inseparable. You can't separate holiness from God because he's a holy God. So you can't separate love from God. Amen? Amen. When you understand that Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, when you understand that Jesus Christ manifested in real, authentic human flesh, when God manifested in real flesh, you'll understand that Jesus was love manifested in flesh. His great love resulted in his ultimate sacrifice, his own life. Not someone else's life, not some other fictitious deity, but his own life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 1 John 3:16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." And the cross, oh, that precious cross, paid the price for our eternal salvation, bought with his own precious blood. Jesus Christ, the mighty God, the only God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, paid the ultimate sacrifice to completely redeem us, to completely deliver us, to free us from sin. Amen? Amen. So when you have that complete assurance and confidence that Jesus loves you, that Jesus loves me, we'll bring all of our frustrations to him, all of our care to him, whatever's troubling us or causing us frustrations, we'll bring it to him. When you have that confidence that Jesus loves me, nothing and no one can stop you from casting all your care to him. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy, and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I know it, man. I know it. Life can be so frustrating. Life is a roller coaster, up and down. Our jobs, bills, our schooling, friends, families, you know, even church duties, our never-ending to-do list. Busyness of life can drain our minds. Amen? And you know, thinking about past mistakes and sins can suck the life out of you. Thinking about past mistakes and failures can drain your mind. Our words are powerful. What comes out of our mouth is powerful. Even our thoughts are powerful. For example, if you keep saying or thinking that Jesus doesn't love me, or I'll never be good enough, I did A, B, C, therefore Jesus will not love me or forgive me, whatever I did in the past, God can't forgive me or love me. I'll never experience joy. I'm just going to give up. I don't care anymore. You know, when you say those words, when you start thinking those kinds of thoughts, those thoughts are powerful. Those words are powerful. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you keep believing those lies, and they are lies, by the way, if you keep thinking about those lies and verbally repeating those lies will become self-fulfilling prophecies. Self-fulfilling prophecies. Think about that for a second. That's powerful. So I'm here to tell you, why don't you start believing the truth that Jesus loves me? Jesus really loves me. His love, the love of Jesus Christ, can and will lead you to receive life-changing power, life-changing transformation. His love, his perfect love, will always lead you to embrace the gospel and truth. Amen. Amen. He loves you when you feel like you're a complete failure. He loves you when you're hurt and confused. He loves you when it seems like no one else loves you. He loves you when your thought life is in shambles. Jesus loves you. He loves you when your life is out of balance, when it's a wreck, when it's total chaos. Jesus loves you. You might say this prayer, Jesus, help me to get my life in order. It's full of chaos. I know you love me. You've proved it to me in your word. Help me, Jesus. He loves you in times of despair and frustration. You're imperfect. I'm imperfect. We may be rough around the edges. I know I am. You may think I'm not this or I'm not that, or whatever it may be. I'm here to tell you and to assure you and to strengthen your faith that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. You should repeat those words. Jesus loves me. You should repeat those words over and over and over again. Jesus loves me. He really does. He really loves you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I greatly appreciate it. That's all I have. I look forward to the next time. And I'll talk to you soon. I'm signing off. Be blessed and stay healthy.